In many towns across our region, COVID-19 is shuttering non-essential businesses. Things like hospitals and grocery stores are staying open, of course, but as it turns out, so are livestock auctions. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
This is the sound of a livestock auction at the Twin Falls Livestock Commission in southern Idaho. Jake Billington recorded it for me. He's worked this auction for 28 years.
Ever since I was old enough to walk and talk, I've been around it, been in it, been doing something around there.
Auctions like this are staying open to maintain the food supply chain. That's why they're considered essential. But that doesn't mean these auctions will keep operating like normal. In rural communities, they're often social gathering places, but now many have limits. Sellers are asked to just drop off cows and leave, and as for spectators...
We have limited it down to just serious buyers only. You know, one person per family member.
We've seen many of them take big steps, like reducing the number of people that are there at their auctions.
That last voice is Chelsea Good. She's with the Livestock Marketing Association. The trade group is telling livestock auctions to take precautions, but it's also working to keep the beef moving.
We've worked with both our federal officials, but then also our states and local communities to help get them that critical food supply designation and allow them to continue operating in this important time.
She says auctions are vital to rural communities nationwide. And while some ranchers might be able to market cows online, she says it's important to have multiple bidders in the room. That's what drives prices up so ranchers can make a profit.
Candidly, that's what livestock auctions are all about. We've got an auctioneer, we've got a competition and bidding. We're working for that producer.
And some of those prices could use a boost right now. The pandemic has created a lot of market uncertainty. Prices for things like bulk burger you'd buy at Costco made historic gains as people rushed to the store to stock up. But other types of meat have taken a hit. Eric Belasco is an associate professor of agriculture economics at Montana State University.
Beef primarily is a product that you consume a lot of in restaurants. And, you know, given that a lot of restaurants are shut down, that certainly dims the outlook for demand for those products.
Belasco says a weak beef market may also reflect weakness in the economy overall.
We tend to think of beef as a normal economic good.
Or in people speak, something we eat regularly. But,
you know, when we're in a recession, we see reduced demand for those products. So if you look at the futures market, look kind of at the longer term projections on prices, those are also going down.
Even beyond markets, the supply chain could face another challenge. Meat packing plants. The facilities that turn a cow into burger or steaks have been consolidated over the years. There's fewer of them, and they handle a lot more meat. There's also a lot more people in a single facility who can get sick and pass that along to other workers and shutter a plant.
Yeah, it is critical that we sort of keep those somewhat isolated from any outbreak. And that, you know, that's a huge area of uncertainty because you can imagine, especially some of the larger packing plants, if they were to shut down, you'd see a remarkable impact on the market for beef.
If a packing plant closes, a lot of meat can't be bought and processed. And that hurts everybody from ranchers to auction houses to distributors to consumers. Belasco says if big ones close,
then we would see prices increase. We'd also see a lower supply. So we might see less beef on the shelves and we would see it at a higher price.
Packing plants have reported some cases of COVID-19 and some workers sent home. But the good news is federal inspectors will still be around inspecting the meat. And according to the CDC, there has been no evidence that food or food packaging can pass along the virus. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.